So in this video, I would like to take you through a little exercise. And this is more of a self-awareness exercise, right? I would like to show you how what you focus on in life, you feel. Because in that last video, I said some pretty controversial words, didn't I? Which may or may not have triggered some kind of emotional response in you. Now, you might be saying, Kane, I hate you, I'm turning this course off, I'm going to send you some hate mail right now. Or you might be thinking, well, no, I'm actually really serious about becoming a life coach. And to be honest with you, if I'm not yet able to manage my emotions from a video, then how am I going to manage my emotions when I'm interacting with real live people? And that would be a very wise thing to consider. So in this video, what I really want to do is help you to see and identify how it's true that what you focus on in life, you feel. Now, there's no one else or nothing else in the world that can make you feel anything, all right? Remember, there's no such thing as a bad intention, so no one's waking up in the morning with the intentions on hurting your feelings. People are just going about their daily lives, doing the best they can with what they've got, trying to make their own way in the world. So it's absolutely crucial for us to build a life that's kind of shockproof, if you like. And how we do this is through developing this degree of self-awareness, because if we develop self-awareness, we can develop self-control. This is a choice of maturity and character that I'm going to be sharing with you shortly, and that is a fascinating video. So, what you focus on, you feel. For this video, if you are somewhere where there's external stuff going on, noise or traffic or people, you're on public transport, you're listening to me in a car, something like that, I'm going to urge you to turn me off right now and come back to this video some other time when you're not distracted by anything else. But if you are on your own, at home or somewhere where there's just you, no other distractions, I'm now going to ask you just to focus in on my voice and what I'm saying, all right? This exercise might feel a little bit hypnotic, trancey. It's more of an NLP exercise, if you like, that I'm adding into the course for your benefit so you can understand what I'm talking about here. Now, in that last video, you may or may not have had some emotional responses, and you are most likely going to have an emotional response to what it is that I'm about to say to you. But what I want to demonstrate throughout this video is that I'm not physically able to make you feel anything, right? I physically can't do that. I am able to say some words, and I am able to influence your thinking, but I am not able to influence your emotions. You're either in complete control of them or you're not. If you are not in control of your emotions, you're most likely then going to believe that it's everyone else that's making you feel a certain way. When you are in control, congratulations, you're maturing in life. Mature people understand that they cannot be influenced by anyone that they don't choose to be influenced by. Okay, so that's the foreword, if you like. All I'm going to ask you to do here now is I'm going to ask you to, for a few moments, just close your eyes and focus in on your breathing. Wherever you're at, just close your eyes and focus in on your breathing. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is reflect back. Think back to the past, to an event or a situation in your life that really hurt you. This day was a sad, sad day. You may have been hurt. You may have felt rejected. You may have felt cheated on or really let down. You may even feel like you were very unfairly treated. But what I want you to focus on is what was going on that day. Who was there? Who wasn't there? What was being said? What wasn't being said? But most importantly, how you were feeling. And if you could give that feeling a name, what would that name be? And once you've given that feeling a name, I'm just going to ask you to sit with it for a few more moments. Before coming back to the room, opening your eyes, shaking yourself off, and focusing back in on me again. Now, what I've just done there is, if you followed that exercise through, I've asked you to close your eyes, and you've just gone, you've shifted your focus from off of me onto my voice and on the inside of you. So your focus has just gone from the external to the internal. And as that happened, as you followed my voice, if you just followed the exercise through, you most likely will have thought about or remembered something that's happened to you in the past that you didn't like too much. And then you've given this thing that you didn't like too much, which could only have been an emotion, a name. This name, write it down in your course learning log, all right, just for a second, because now we're going to go through the whole process again from a slightly different angle, all right? So this time round, what I'm going to ask you to do is just close your eyes and go back into that place, except this time it's a different place. This time what I'm going to ask you to do is go back to the past inside of your mind's eye and think back to one of the most rewarding, fulfilling and exciting days of your life. You can remember what was going on, you can remember who was there, you might even now be able to be seeing the picture quite clearly. You remember how you were feeling, and now I'm going to ask you to focus in on that feeling. One of the best days of your life. If there's one event you'll just remember on into the future, this is it. Focus in who was there, what was being said, what wasn't being said, and as you focus in on how you're feeling, give this feeling a name. Might take a few moments to get accurate on exactly what this feeling is, but once you have given this feeling a name, just stay with it for a few more moments. And then come back to my voice, open your eyes, come back to the room, exercise over, give yourself a shake off. Now, what just happened there? If you actually followed my voice and followed that exercise, within a few moments, you will just have stepped from a negative emotional state into a positive emotional state. Now, I didn't make you do this. I'm physically incapable of making you do that. What did happen though was I said some words that just simply influenced you, that led you in this place inside of your mind's eye to thinking about the things that you may not have thought about for quite some time. So that being said, you've been left now with these two words, two most likely quite different contrasting words, which is okay. Now, for illustration purposes and just to summarize this whole exercise, I just really want to show you that this is what all people are doing all of the time, every single day. As they step in and out of negative emotions, if they step into a negative emotion and stay in it for too long, they're going to see this as being a problem. But what I want to show you here, what I have hopefully shown you, is that it's possible for people to step out of their problem emotional states just as easily as what they initially stepped into it. And they do this through simply changing their focus. So if you want to go life coaching on into the future, this is a really powerful exercise that you can integrate into your practice just to help get people into that place where you've got their attention, you've got their focus, and you've got them out of whatever previous negative place that they brought to you and came to you in. If that makes sense. So I'll explain all of this more in the next video. I look forward to seeing you again soon.